this afternoon to the Special Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee. Obviously, all members will be aware of the approach that we take in these meetings of using the instant messaging for your questions, using Q, proposed, P, and setting S, and refrain from using it for any other means. I do think we have, we do have members from the public, so obviously members from the public should refrain from using the instant messaging, and whenever we go into in committee items, the members of the public will be asked to leave the meeting at that point. So I suppose we'll kick off the meeting, and under item number one, if there's any apologies to be recorded.
Chair, we haven't received any.
Okay. All right. Any from the floor? Nope. Okay. Item number two, which is the declarations of interest. Is there any declarations?
Chair, can I declare an interest on behalf of all officers? I want to make particular reference in the paper to third tier, and I just want to highlight to members that we have got third tier officers in the meeting acting in their professional capacity.
Okay, thank you, Karina. Is there any further? Nope. Okay, folks. So the following items are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 4 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to any consultation or negotiations are contemplated consultations or negotiations in connection with any labour relation matters arising between the council or government department and employees of or office holders under the council. So I do need a proposer and seconder that we go into committee, please. Proposed by Councillor Hanlon. And a seconder. Seconded by Councillor McGuinness. Okay, folks, we're just going.
Are the press buttons? Oh, they are now. Sorry, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's back. Okay. So just while we were in committee, the following was decided under item. Under the regulations, Newry-Moran Down District Council have made a decision to implement a new enhanced redundancy package scheme. And under that, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murray, seconded by Councillor Murphy. The following items were agreed. Members agreed to exercise its discretion to calculate redundancy payments on actual contract weekly pay. Members agreed to apply enhanced severance payments by way of a multiplier. Members agreed a payback period to be applied of 3 years. Members agreed that in principle, with officers to present in advance of full council, if the total cost of the severance payment plus capital cost of paying unreduced pension benefits early exceeds the payback period determined, then the balance should be deducted from the employee's severance lump sum. So, members, unless there's anything else, that's the end of the meeting. And thank you very much for everyone attending.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Good evening, everyone.